There were many famous outlaws known throughout the western plains, but none were as notorious as those who robbed trains. The James Boys and the Dalton Gang would all achieve great fame, but one was not so fortunate, Duke Sherman was his name. Duke Sherman was an Iowa boy who had an aching side to roam. So he packed a grip, crossed the mighty Mo, and made Omaha his home. Just 2 days there, his money gone from drinking, playing cards. He took a job sweeping manure in the Omaha stockyards. For a year, Duke mucked out feedlots and stables at the yard. He had few friends, he was always broke, and his life was pretty hard. Down on his luck, deep in despair, his sense began to wane. Duke convinced himself to change his lot, he'd have to rob a train. Then one evening at the depot, a whisper caught Duke's ear when he heard the telegrapher talking with an engineer about a big gold shipment bound for Lincoln at first light. $60,000 one could steal without a fight. Old Duke went back to the yards, stole a buckboard and a horse, and he rode all night headed south along the railroad's course. About 10 miles out of Lincoln, he found the perfect spot, and with a herd of grazing cattle, he set forth his devilish plot. Ed Waltz looked out ahead and saw the bovines on the track. He blew his whistle, hit the brake, and he eased the throttle back. But when Ed reached up to pull the cord to sound another toot, he felt a pistol in his ribs as a voice said, "Where's the loot?" Waltz turned to see a masked man, and he thought, "I'm dead for sure." For behind the bandit lay his fireman bleeding on the floor. Old Ed just stood there gaping, then he started to retreat. So Sherman pistol whipped him, and he knocked him from his feet. At gunpoint, Duke led Waltz back to the baggage coach, where the messenger opened the door when he saw the two approach. Duke yelled up to the man inside to toss down all the gold, and that the engineer would get it if he didn't do what he was told. So the messenger pitched those heavy boxes to the earth, while Duke stood there and thought about how much that gold was worth. Then finally all the gold was stacked there at his feet, and just like that, or so Duke thought, the robbery was complete. Duke waved his gun and told Ed Waltz to climb back in the cab and to take the train on to Lincoln, or he'd wind up on a slab. As the train steamed off, Duke pulled a wagon from a tree grove nearby, and as he came back to the boxes, a tear welled in his eye. Duke stood there for a moment, staring proudly at his prize. At last he thought his dream of wealth he'd finally realize. He'd head to Central City where he'd live in luxury. Though Duke could not have known it then, it was never meant to be. wagon, mistake he found he'd made. In planning his escape, he forgot how much gold weighed. After 10 miles at full gallop, to Duke it became plain that his horse would soon buckle under the heavy strain. Just across the big blue river, the horse had pulled up lame. Sherman cursed that crippled nag, but he knew he was to blame. But as this was a ranching country, Duke's hope would not erode. He'd steal a horse and be on his way before the posse showed. Duke thought before he went out searching, he should hide the spoil. So he dug a hole, tossed in the gold, and he covered it with soil. Then he capped the stash with prairie grass and set out on his quest to find a steed to pull that wagon on his journey west. In a barn mid-morn the next day, as Duke bridled a mare, he was startled by a farmer who asked, "What you doing there?" Duke spun around quite quickly in response to his alarm, and he drew his gun and fired a shot that hit the farmer's arm. The farmer turned and quickly fled back into the house, where he fetched his shotgun for to shoot that low-down thieving louse. As the young outlaw left the barn, the air filled with the sound of a buckshot blast that toppled Sherman and dropped him to the ground. Now as Duke laid there dying, his body growing cold, he tried to tell that farmer all about the buried gold. But Duke's speech was slurred and broken, and shortly he was dead. So that farmer couldn't understand the last word Sherman said. Now all that gold Duke Sherman stole is still buried in the ground. It's hidden out near Staplehurst, just waiting to be found. So if you fancy treasure hunts, grab a shovel, pick or hoe, and go searching on that lone prairie where the winds of irony blow. For there were many famous outlaws known across these western plains, but one lives on in infamy. Duke Sherman is his name.